This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka a little tie-dye. Some say why not. We say why!
Two menches, no park benches. That is Brian, Mateo, Venegas, the third. Guys,
hey.
What's happening? Hope you're doing well. We are back in the saddle, doing more of these for you guys, trying to record them and get them down so that you have a little daily dose, a little something to get you going. I realize this is kind of like the perfect bite size amount, because I listened to one of these as I was walking out to take the dog for a walk, and I was like, man, this is, you know, we don't really listen to what we do. We kind of do it, send it out there, and then it's gone.
Right.
You listened to one of these the other day.
Yeah, it was perfect for me. I was doing like a drive around, like four errands thing, and it just scooped all of them up. And by the time I was done with the episode. You feel accomplished.
Right.
You feel so like you got something done in the
day.
We
try and give you that. It's understanding how it sounds is also another big part of it as well. And so we have a great story today that we want to dive right into. And let's do it, shall we?
Yes.
All right. Listen, we are all, I'll say this for myself, I'm too obsessed with my social media account, of our social media accounts.
Yeah,
I like,
that's fair.
There is that sort of slot machine sensibility.
No, if you gain followers, it literally makes you happy. When we see it go up 100 in either one, it's like joy to the world.
You're ecstatic. If you lose followers, you're like, what's wrong with us? It portends your death in a weird way.
It's
right?
The beginning of the end. It's a weekend ruiner. It's a down tick. It just, you see that and you're just like,
it's like mourning the loss of a relative that you didn't get to see that much.
Or like losing a goldfish that miraculously live for 3 years.
We need to relax is essentially what I'm trying to say. Like all of us.
How many likes a post gets, how many views a post gets, that's it. We got to stop.
See, that's where people take it and it's unhealthy. All right. To say the least, it's not going to kill you, but it should seriously hurt you in a relationship that in the relationships that matter the most. All right. If you take it that far.
Like if you're obsessed with it more than the real people in your sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're starting to have
if you're spending
problems.
More time on this than you are with your spouse or your kids or your boyfriend or girlfriend or your job. It's just
then,
if you're
then automatically by default, you're not paying attention to the people in your life.
Who matter the most. Right. Unless you hate your kids, in which case, scroll away.
Yeah, it's a lovely distraction.
But what happens when someone goes even further than what I'm talking about is like what we're all guilty of.
Like a healthy, unhealthy relationship with your social media, which we all have.
Right. So what if you go that next step further, and that's where we land
crazy.
In this story right
crazy
here.
World.
And it is insane. Shall we get into
Let's
it?
Dig
Let's
in.
Do it. Okay. A 28-year-old Florida woman, you got to say that, who allegedly went to a Miami high school last week and dressed as a student to promote her Instagram account, was later arrested, according to reports.
Wow.
What does that mean, dressed as a student? That's, you got to define that more, Jay.
Isn't that just dressed in clothes? Like,
of course, like it's Miami, so it's like they've never even had a pandemic. I'm sure they're cool with like no social distancing. Or is she wearing a mask? Because if she is wearing a mask, that could help her out a little bit, right? Because you can't see facial wrinkles with a mask.
I want to get into, no one has wrinkles at 28, but what?
That's true.
Here's my question.
Some do.
What is dressed like a student? Is it a Catholic schoolgirl thing? Is it?
Did she wear something that a parent would look at and be like, go upstairs and put on something different,
like a sweatshirt, like because the big thing for the girls right now is the sweatshirt that's over the shoulder and off,
right, and basically nothing, and it's hard to
like
describe.
A crop top shirt,
total crop top.
I mean, you have teenage girls.
I do.
So that you see
it's
what
like
they wear.
Everything
it's
is
like
cropped.
An oversized sweatshirt that's unzipped, a hoodie that's like kind of
off the shoulder, a crop top. Everything's like showing stuff,
and everything's like sort of on and sort of not fully
which is
off.
Fine. I actually think it looks good, but even though the school has no dress code, she wore probably something what we're describing is almost like a uniform.
It is. It's become a uniform for teenage kids.
Black beat up Chuck tees.
Yeah.
Pants that she was basically walking the hems off of.
And half tank. You know that.
I mean,
if it was my son, it would be
Dickies.
Not Dickies. They're these new kind of cords that are, I don't even know what they are, like oversized, but he's a skater.
Like a wool cap, even though it's May.
Yeah. Right. Old vintage shirt that's too small and pants that are too big.
Audrey Nicole Francisquini.
A Francisquini.
Francisquini is accused of handing out flyers to students promoting her social media account while wearing a backpack and carrying a skateboard.
Wow.
She went deep, Jay.
Woo.
I hope nobody asked her, like, what?
Kickflip it, girl. Kickflip that skateboard.
That's right.
Let me see a backside 180.
Okay.
Ooh, you a poser.
So she gets hosed if she gets questioned on any of this.
Exposed.
There's no way she knows. Jay, you know more than this girl knows about skate parks. Like, so what if a kid is like, where are you skating later? And she's got no answer for that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you better have 1, 2, 3 options. We'll go here, and if that's not popping, then we'll go off over here, and then we'll go, right?
Yeah. If all she has to do is say, I'm going to do a front shove it, a pop shove it off a four stair, and then people leave
pop
her alone.
Pop shove it off a four stair, everyone's going to leave her alone. If she researched that far, Jay, I say let her get the followers.
She deserves it.
She deserves it.
The 55. This is a lot of work for like 50 followers.
But if you don't...
You know you can buy followers on Instagram too.
Right.
You know that, right?
Also, handing out flyers for Instagram, yeah, nobody...
That's the most old-timey...
Nobody does that ever. I'm surprised she didn't, like, in an old-timey New York accent, start shouting in the cafeteria, X-ray, read all about it. Girl who's definitely younger than she looks right now needs Instagram followers. He is a flyer. X-ray.
Read all about it.
If someone hands my kids a flyer telling them to follow her on Instagram, their first thought should be, what is this undercover cop doing at our school?
What's up, narc?
So she passed out flyers, and she was recording her interactions on her phone. She needs content, guys.
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, man, don't knock her.
Pushing out some content.
That's right. When she was stopped by school security, according to WFOR-TV in Miami. Got to get the content.
The fort.
Handing out the flyers like no one has ever done in the history of Instagram.
Ugh.
Your Instagram posts are like digital flyers. Am I not right?
Does she not know how Instagram works, Randy?
It's like you make one flyer on Instagram and then it goes out with a click of the button to everybody.
That's how Instagram made it easier.
It's called a post. Is this girl 28 or 128? I don't get it. Francisquini allegedly told the officer she was a student looking for the registration office. You know how students are always looking for registration office. Every student is like, where's the registration office?
You know, this late in the school year.
To take care of all of her registration needs.
No student on their own has ever asked where the registration office is.
That is a surefire way to be like, you're an adult.
Excuse me, where's the registration office? Are you 28? That'd be my immediate response.
I'm surprised she didn't ask, where's the lavatory?
Where's the registrar?
Where's the little girl's room? The little girl's room!
Mm-hmm.
She apparently was stopped a second time when she continued to hand out flyers. Stop handing out flyers!
By the way, she doesn't have to listen to anyone because she's probably older than some of the teachers that are telling her to stop.
Nobody wants your flyers. Am I right to say that? No kid is like, you know what I need in this hand right here?
More flyers.
Paperwork.
Like when someone hands you a flyer, I remember they used to do this in New York all the time. When someone hands you a flyer that you don't want, basically they're saying, here, throw this away for me, will you?
Yeah. Here,
take this thing and throw it away over there, like 12 steps over that way. Can you just throw that away for me?
The school was advised of a, quote, potential threat on campus when she allegedly refused to leave. Francisquini, don't refuse to leave.
You can't hang out of school.
And then
we got issues.
Then she allegedly left through a side door. Right, we'll take a break and we'll tell you kind of what shook out for Francisquini right after this. Don't go anywhere. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Follow us on our Instagram. This is how you do it, Francisquini.
We don't go to schools and hand out flyers.
We're at Sklar Brothers. Follow us on TikTok. Our TikTok is growing and it feels good, maybe a little too good. But follow us there. We're at Sklar Brothers. And, you know, we got some live shows coming up. They're on the calendar already. Some live shows in the fall. People ask us, when are you guys coming out?
When are you going to be back out on the road?
So we're coming out at the end of September, beginning of October. We're going to be at the DC Comedy Loft at the end of that last weekend in September. It sort of goes into October.
We want to see you guys
DC
out
will be there. And then I think it's the weekend of the 22nd, 3rd. We'll be in Ann Arbor, Michigan at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. One show Friday, two shows Saturday. If we sell them all out, we can add another one on
Friday.
It's
two shows Friday.
It's only one. It's one. That's what he said. One show Friday, two shows Saturday. If we can sell it out, we'll add another show on Friday night.
Boom.
Let's do that, guys. That's we'll have the tickets linked up on our website, supersklars.com. Let's get back to the story. This woman, 28 years old, posed as a high school student, handed out flyers the way no one ever does to get new Instagram followers. Mm-mm. Again, the school, when she was asked to leave, she wouldn't leave, and then she slid out through a side door before she could be stopped. Mm-hmm. You can't refuse to do anything when a school asks you to do it.
Right.
If you're not a student there, okay? Right. You'll be treated as what? A serious threat.
Yes, you are.
And you should be. And your flyers should be burned. And you should lose followers on your Instagram as a result, right? Who did she bounce this idea off?
Who
Jay?
Was like, you know what? This is a great call. Print up a bunch of flyers at your own expense.
Yeah.
Violate rules and laws and just show up at a school.
And then if they ask you to leave, don't.
Yeah. Just keep handing
schools
them out.
Love that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. Which one of her personalities did she bounce it off of before she went in dressed like a student, infiltrated a school, and started passing out flyers in an effort to gain more Instagram followers? Police identified her through her Instagram. Oh, good. So it worked.
Easy to work. Easy right? to find.
She was later arrested at her home in North Miami Beach.
I wonder if the police followed her on Instagram after that.
I keep
an eye on her. Hey, well, I got to follow her.
Well, they're going to follow her one way or another. I don't think it's going to be on Instagram, okay? She faces charges of burglary.
Burglary?
What did she burgle, right? She stole, what did she steal from students? Like time?
She stole their innocence.
Their time? Here, like the 30 seconds it took
she
to receive the flyer.
Stole their trust in a weird way.
You could bust her on B&E.
Yeah, trespassing right? for sure.
Impersonating a teenager with an intent to influence or unlawful possession of a Fajal Raven Kankin backpack. Do you know what that is?
No.
You know what a Fajal Raven Kankin backpack is?
No, I don't.
Interference with an educational institution and resisting an officer without violence. Well, she's gonna influence one way or another.
Well,
let's just be honest, all right?
Yes.
They are now influenced to not behave like she did. Right? Like, don't ever do this if you're 28.
Well, and once this gets out, like, this can't be good for her. This can only be negative.
I'm surprised she didn't hop on her skateboard and do an ollie off the railing down a 5-stair to the back door and longboard at home. Was that correct, what I just said?
Can you do an
ollie off a 5-stair and a railing? Can you do
it? No, because you would have to do... If you're going down a railing, then that's not doing an ollie. Sorry.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter what I just said because that skateboard was just a prop. She doesn't know how to
She's
ride it.
She's not how to ride
She doesn't know how to ride. Just like she doesn't know how to use Instagram. And guys, that is a show.
She probably held the skateboard by the trucks, by the wheel. Like, you don't do that.
Don't hold it by the trucks, y'all. That's a show, guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. Get that vaccine. Get your kids' vaccine. Do it. Get vaccinine.
Vaccinated.
A vaccinine. Get your vaccinine. And do it. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. La-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Audio, a podcast. A podcast network.